psychological warfare. It is not enough to simply review the latest technology of coercion, the most recent gadgetry and techno junk littering the hardware and supply depots of governments and so-called cults. You see, far more dangerous than these appliances is the praxis behind them. Ages old, the underground current which informs the modern project and this modern era. You see, for life in our modern era is little more than life in an open-air mind-control laboratory. To transform the mass of targeted percipients plugged into the electronic and digital pageantry of the establishment's system of things into the perfect human zombie. They disguised their true intent and their true teachings, the esoteric, with a system of exoteric descriptions. Now, to the profane would mean one thing, and to the initiate or the adept would mean quite another. But that was then. This is now.
You're already in the New World Order.
What sort of creature inhabits the modern domain? Who is the modern man? He is the smartest, most advanced individual to ever strut the planet, the most relatively liberated being in history. He scoffs with great derision at the idea of the existence and operation of a technology of mass mind control emanating from the media and government. Modern man believes that he is much too smart to believe anything as superstitious as that. But the truth is, modern man, ladies and gentlemen, is the ideal hypnotic subject